our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 188, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4. And make haste, O my God, to deliver, I pray. O Lord, to my rescue make haste. Let those who would harm me be filled with dismay, and in their own folly disgraced. And what follows, Psalter 188, the stanzas 1, 3, and 4.
Thank you.
the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Psalm 68, the verses 1 through 20. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Psalm 68, the first 20 verses. To the chief musician, a psalm or song of David. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered, let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away, as wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad, let them rejoice before God, yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to his name, extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name Jah, and rejoice before him. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. A God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land, O God. When thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hast prepared of thy goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoil. Though ye have lain among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. When the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow in Salmon. The hill of God is as the hill of Bashan, and high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye, ye high hills? This is the hill which God desireth to dwell in. Yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them as in Sinai in the holy place. Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men. Yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong the issues from death. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. and Mrs. Martin and Wilma Outshorn, Mr. and Mrs. Harry and Christine Outshorn, and further family. With the death of Mrs. and Gina Outshorn in Bethesda this past Tuesday, at the age of 85 years, the funeral took place yesterday morning, and Mrs. Hubrexa was admitted to the Lethbridge Hospital and remains there. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Lord of the heavens and of the earth, thou wast granted in other Lord's day, thou wast granted that we may commence in other week, and we may also commence in other month. And then 2/3 of this year has quickly run its course, and the first 8 months Then thou wast wonderfully spared us and our children. But in the past week and in the past 8 months, different family members were taken out of this life into eternity. Then also in the past week, it has pleased thee to take out of the land of the living by the cold hand of death a dear wife, a dear mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, and further family member. Then thou wast taken, one of our residents, out of our care home. And yesterday we have stood around an open grave, Lord. Then we humbly ask thee to remember him who has now become a widower, and that shall become more and more reality. Wilt thou remember and uphold the whole family circle, and may the calling be sanctified. Wilt thou also remember the mourning family in Bethesda? Another family has also stood on the cemetery to bury a beloved one. We commend all the mourning ones unto thee. Do continue to remember and to uphold them. And so we have seen in the past week that the generations continue, that a marriage has been dissolved, but thou wast also granted in the past week that two young people were united in holy matrimony, and this may be their first Lord's Day as husband and wife. Do remember them and do bless thy holy word. Lord, grant them a broken and a humble heart in the midst of trials, in the midst of death, the many precious blessings which thou granteth unto us and our children, thou hast granted upon the earth. A refreshing rains, grant a humble and a broken heart, but impress it upon all of our hearts. Blessings for the time, blessings to be acknowledged, blessings that thou may be praised, where we have heard from the psalmist, blessed be the Lord who loadeth us with benefits. But then he was given to speak of further blessings, even the God of our salvation. O Lord, teach us then to number our days and apply our hearts unto wisdom's ways. Wilt thou work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Holy Spirit in this hour, and that it may be for the conversion of sinners, that sinners may be stopped, that they may be enlightened, that they may be turned, that they may become true seekers. And Lord, for those true seekers, may they receive a special blessing in this morning hour, and also for thy children, the further leadings in the step of grace, and may there be no rest outside of a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, thou knowest how that each and every one has come up. Thou knowest in the life of thy true people what a questions and what a riddles and what a perplexities there may be, and then what a privilege when they may receive a place at the feet of the great prophet to be instructed in the things of the Lord. Thou hast a people upon the earth that learn more and more that it is grace, that it is all of grace, that it must come from above. And thou hast appointed the means of grace to that end, because it is written in thy holy word, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Lord, bind upon our hearts how short our time is, and that we know not that appointed time, but it is written in thy word that our life is but a handbreadth, and the psalmist is even declared, it is as nothing before thee. To that end wilt thou grant a hastening for our life's sake, because how terrible it shall be to have to perish everlastingly under such a precious gospel. Lord, thou hast written in thy word that thou wilt be inquired of the house of Israel to do it for them. Wilt thou then do it in this hour and in this day? May thy special blessing and thy special presence be experienced. We commend unto thee the many temporal needs. An old mother was taken to the hospital. Wilt thou bless the means thou wast given a little improvement? Wilt thou grant wisdom and understanding to the physicians? And above all, Lord, she has become old. Wilt thou be mindful of her never dying soul? Remember also her dear husband, who has become frail according to the mind. And so we commend all the sick and afflicted unto thee. There are those with serious concerns. Remember those that struggle with continual pain and continual weariness of the body. And we commend family members unto thee, where there are different ones, young and old, with serious concerns. Wilt thou grant a prayer for one another? And now, Lord, we humbly beg of thee for thy gracious help. Do open thy precious testimony. Open our ears and open our hearts. May thy word go forth with power divine, and that in this day that thy kingdom may come, then surely thy name shall be glorified, although thou shalt also be glorified in thy justice concerning the lost. But, Lord, art thou not more glorified when all thy attributes may be glorified, also thy mercy the work of a triune God? And hast thou not promised to work from generation to generation? Hast thou not declared in thy word that thy word shall not return void unto thee? Be then a surprising God. Lord, we have nothing to plead upon. Our sins are manifold, but our only plea is thy mercy. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 380, the four stanzas. By Babel's riverside we sat in tears, remembering Zion's pride in former years. While on the weeping willows there were hung the harps our grief had silenced and unstrung. And what follows? The extra collection today is for the school psalter, 380, the four stanzas.
Thank you.
In this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, we wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Psalm 68 and thereof the 13th verse. Though ye have lien among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove, covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. Our text words speak of Christ's wonderful deliverance of his dove. With four thoughts in the first place, the characteristics of the dove. Secondly, the bondage of the dove. Thirdly, the freedom for the dove. And in the fourth place, the adornment of the dove. Christ's wonderful deliverance of his dove. The characteristics, the bondage, the freedom, and the adornment of the dove. Beloved congregation, we read over this solemn in the subscription to the chief musician, a solemn or song of David. Then it is a solemn of praise for the Lord's wonderful works and his deliverance. Wherein this solemn, then the Lord has given unto David the victory over many enemies. He has been crowned king. And then the ark was brought to the holy city. And the first verse that is the same as we read in Numbers 10 verse 35, when the children of Israel would leave Mount Sinai and that they would march through the wilderness. Then the verses 3 and 4, then the righteous are given to rejoice. The verses 5 and 6, present blessings. And then in the verses 7 through 13, then David was given to reflect and to remember the blessings of the days gone by, how that the Lord has delivered the children out of Israel and brought them through the wilderness. And now in our text words, then there is spoken of the deliverance of the dove, and the dove that is the church, in the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 14, then Christ calls the dove, my dove. And now in our text words, we read of a wonderful deliverance. And then in the summer months, boys and girls, then we see the birds, they build their nest. Maybe you have seen it this summer, a robin, the swallows, they have laid their eggs, and then the little birds hatched. And then when father and mother bird come to such a nest with a worm or with a fly, boys and girls, what do those little birds do? What would now happen if one of those birds in such a nest would keep their mouth closed? Then you shall say, such a bird shall die. What good instruction, boys and girls. We even read in Psalm 81 verse 10, open wide thy mouth and I will fill it. And that refers to prayer. And now, of course, those little birds, they grow and they cannot remain in the nest. Then there comes a time that they must fly out. That must be quite something for a bird to jump out of the nest and to fly. Recently, I've seen two little doves sitting on a rail, huddled together. They look quite fearful, quite afraid, with father and mother doves sitting on each side. Then undoubtedly those little doves thought it was maybe better in the nest, but that cannot be. And then a few days later, I surprised them. They were sitting on the ground. They flew a little distance to a tree, could not fly so far. And now our text that speaks of the deliverance not out of a nest, but out of the house of bondage. And now in our text and in different places in God's word, then the church is typified as a dove. And that has a reason. And now when we consider the characteristics of that dove, then God's true people, then they can relate to it. And then we must remember, congregation, that a dove is not born flying, but they are born weak and frail, although they have wings. But they must grow up and learn to use those wings. And young and old, how do we now become a dove of the Lord Jesus Christ? And that is by that wonderful work of regeneration that we are born again, to say it simply, boys and girls, when we receive a new heart. Because a dove that is a dove that can be seen from the outside, but that also has the heart of a dove. Then in the first place, then a dove is a clean bird. Oh, we read of the bride in the Song of Solomon 1 verse 5, that she has said, I am black. Oh, when the Spirit works, that what we learn. But when we may receive more light, then the bride was given to say but comely. Then in the second place, then a dove is a useful bird. Because in the Old Testament, they could be eaten, and they were also brought as sacrifice. Think of Joseph and Mary. That was the sacrifice of the poor. Then they could bring a dove as a bird. And so when the Lord works by His Spirit, then we become useful for our fellow man and for God. Then in the third place, then a dove is not a ravenous bird. They do not eat flesh, but they eat a grain. And so it is also the desire of those true doves. Oh, the word of God becomes so precious unto them. Then further, the dove is very chaste. They tell us that a dove has the same partner, we would say the same spouse, year after year. And so for the true doves of the Lord, then they receive a hatred against sin. And we read in Psalm 119 verse 37, turn mine eyes away from beholding vanity. And in the Song of Solomon, Two times she is called undefiled, and two times there is spoken of dove's eyes. Then in the next place, then a dove is a sociable animal. They love to be together and of their own kind. And so for the true doves of the Lord, do we not read in Hebrews 10 verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Ah, that is a clear mark. When the Lord works by His Spirit, then her place shall not be so empty, so easy in God's house. And then concerning those doves, then I hear one say in Psalm 119 verse 63, I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. Then in the next place, then doves, they are harmless. We even read in Matthew 10 verse 16, harmless as doves. Then other ones do not have to fear so much from doves. Then further, then doves, they have many enemies. When we consider in nature congregation, do you think something sometimes about it? What a fear there is in the animal world, the one for the other, that they shall be devoured. And why is that? Has the Lord created those birds and animals in paradise with that fear? No. Then they had no enemies. But it is my sin, through my covenant head Adam. Oh, what Jehoshaphat he has declared in 2 Chronicles 20 verse 12. That he had no might against all those enemies. And then another characteristic of a dove. That is a special mark of grace. Then how do we hear doves, boys and girls? Then doves are given to mourn. We hear of such a dove in Isaiah 38 verse 14, like a crane or swallow, so did I chatter, I did mourn as a dove, mine eyes fail from looking upward, I am oppressed, undertake for me, young and old, how is it now? Have we now become a dove? Not perfect, but are those marks now strange for us, and especially a mourning dove? Think of the Beatitudes. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. When the Lord works by His Spirit, then we begin to mourn on account of our sins. Then we begin to mourn because of that separation between God and our soul. Then we are given to resemble. And do we not read, the command? Because those doves, they can be so distressed. They can be so discouraged. Can be so many impossibilities, but what a precious text, and that text that has an address, my dove, that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, let me hear thy voice and see thy countenance, for thy countenance is sweet, and thy voice thy countenance is comely, and thy voice is sweet. Then doves, they are also very frightful because they have so many enemies. They are so weak. They have no weapons. And to that end, I read in Hosea 11 verse 7 that they tremble as a dove, but a dove is very swift in flight. Sometimes, boys and girls, you surprise one, and then they fly away so swiftly. Ah, those doves, they have learned to flee to the throne of grace. The appetite, grain and water, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. A dove is a beautiful bird. We have mentioned the text, the Song of Solomon 1 verse 5, black but comely in Christ. And one more point. In the Bible, they are also called silly. Not always so wise, because we read in Hosea 7 verse 11, Ephraim also is a silly dove without heart, because in their need they went down to Egypt and Assyria. Have we now become a dove congregation? What does our heart go out after? Let us especially mention the characteristic of a mourning dove. And then those mourning doves, they are given to seek the preaching of law and gospel. Then those doves, they learn that they are under bondage. Those doves, they have received the heart of a dove. Not only the outside shall become evident by the fruits. Because boys and girls, you can understand it. In this week, we would now capture a little hawk, about the same size as a dove. And we would trim its beak, its claws, smooth its feathers, that we would do our best, that it would look like a dove. Would it then be a dove, boys and girls? And then you shall say no. And why not? Because it still has a heart of a hawk. And that is now needed. A heart wrought upon by the grace of God. And now in our text words, because Israel, that is a type of the true church of Jesus Christ, and in our text words, typified as a dove, but then we read in our text words that dove was in bondage, and that is our second thought, the bondage of the dove. And then we read, though ye have lion among the pots. And that word pots in Hebrew, 'tis not perfectly clear what that word refers to. Also translated as kettle, as cauldron. And in the Dutch, it is translated between two rows of stones. And the original word seems to have reference to fire. And our children know that the children of Israel, that the dove of the Lord that is his people, that they have went down into Egypt when Joseph was alive. And then they received that fruitful place of Goshen. And there the Lord has blessed them, and there the Lord has prospered them. But now the dove must come out of that house of bondage. And what has the Lord now done? with the children of Israel in the providence of the Lord. Then there came another Pharaoh that knew not Joseph, and he was given to see that those doves were given to multiply so fast, very fruitful. Then that king became afraid, and then he has afflicted them. And then we also read in Psalm 81 verse 6, remove the shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou callest in trouble, and I deliver thee. Thus the children of Israel, they have come under the taskmasters who have put them to work to build a few royal cities. They were called upon to make bricks, the ovens, the fire, and then you can understand, children, that they became very dirty. That is now the picture in our text, that the children of Israel as a dove making bricks, the furnaces that they were covered were dirt and was soot, that they have become very black. And now when we consider those pots, congregation, then there can be many different ones. Can be the pots of materialism, the timely things, that we are so busy, that becomes all. And when the Lord blesses us, we do not need the Lord, that we are happy to live in the world, do not think so much of death and eternity, that we live here as if this is our eternity, as if we never shall die. Oh, then the necessity that our ears are opened and our hearts are open to perceive reality, that we are given to seek the Lord. Then for others, the pots of sensuality and of pleasures of the world, that they are so taken up, but that they are not given to mourn. Oh, it does not mean that they have no troubles and difficulties. And then when there is religion, they still pray the Lord, that the Lord may grant them their daily bread. But concerning their soul, concerning the coming of Christ's kingdom, and concerning God's honor, they are not so exercised. If they may remain among those pots, then they are happy. There are others that sit, that lie among the pots of religion, that they are happy with their religion, that they find enjoyment and satisfaction with their religion, but they have never become a mourning dove, uncovered to their great sins, grieved about that separation, and exercised with God's honor. Though ye have lien among the pots. And for the children of Israel, they had a time of prosperity, that they were richly blessed. But then the Lord, by the means of the Egyptian, then the Lord has stirred them up, and then they were afflicted. And the Lord has those doves, for whom that is not a strange matter. Then we could speak of those stones or pots, that they come under a demanding law, and the law demands perfect obedience, exercised under the justice of God. Oh, when they are given to see, for those Israelites, those ovens with that fire to burn their bricks. Ah, when the Lord works, then we are much exercised with that fire, because fire in the Scriptures, that in the first place is an emblem of the justice of God that requires perfect obedience and perfect satisfaction. And those mourning doves, how they are given to mourn, and they learn that it is impossible to deliver themselves but fire. In the Scriptures, do we not read concerning the portion of those true doves in the furnace of affliction? Then they come under trials, and the Lord oftentimes uses those trials also for the conversion of sinners together with God's holy word. Oh, then they are exercised with death. Do we not read in 2 Kings 4 that there was death in the pot? And now we do not only read that they were working and sitting among those pots, but although ye have lion among the pots, then those poor doves, they can become so discouraged. And where it seems to become so hopeless, maybe a few such a doves in my midst. Oh, that those characteristics, although better things to write against yourselves, but that you know what it is to be a mourning dove, oh, exercised with those pots. And there are those times that you may flutter your wings a little, because when a dove is born, then they are born with wings, and that refers to the essence of faith. But now for the exercise of those wings, that is the work of the Spirit. Ah, then those little doves, then undoubtedly, when they see bigger doves, father and mother dove, when they may so easily soar in the heights, oh, then I hear such a dove say in Romans 5 verse 1, being justified by faith, we have peace through God, through our Lord Jesus Christ. And in Romans 8 verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation for them that walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who through his abundant mercy has begotten us to a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. But we read of her dove lying among the pots, oh, desiring to be delivered. And what has that dove now done? We read in Exodus 2 that dove has sighed and cried, because that dove has learned that they could not deliver themselves under the taskmasters and beaten when they did not deliver the number of bricks. Thus that dove has sighed and cried, and those doves shall experience that the Lord is a prayer giving, a prayer hearing, and at his time, a prayer answering God. Oh, when those doves among the pots, when they may lie, and when they may cry, and receive a little opening, ah, then it is not so bad among those pots. Better than the pots of the world, because that is eternal death. But still under bondage. And then it is specifically mentioned in verse 24 of Exodus 2 that the Lord heard their groaning. And in chapter 3, verse 7, I know all their sorrows. But even with those blessings, the dove, dirty, black, still among the pots. And what has the Lord now done with his dove? Ah, the Lord knows who they are. And then we read that the Lord has sent two messengers to his dove because they have cried inside. And they were doves that could never deliver themselves. Ah, that is what the church learns. And then the Lord has sent Moses and Aaron. We read especially in Exodus 4 that the Lord has visited his people. And then Moses and Aaron were given to relate that they were sent to deliver the dove out of the house of bondage, have even confirmed it with special signs. And then we read when the dove in Egypt has heard it, that they believed it, and that they were given to worship. Oh, those were the glad tidings of the gospel, that the Lord would deliver his dove. But of course, children, you can understand it with that message. Then the dove was still in Egypt, still lying among the pots, still under the taskmasters. And then surely they hope to soon be delivered. And that is the freedom for the dove. Let us first sing of the dove. Psalter 150, the four stanzas. O God, give thou ear to my plea, and hide not thyself from my cry. O hearken and answer thou me, as restless and weary I sigh. Psalter 150, the four stanzas. Christ, the wonderful deliverance of his dove. The characteristics, the bondage, and now the freedom for the dove. And congregation, what precious things that we have sung together of out of Psalm 55. Oh, of that dove in bondage with a desire. Oh, that he had wings like a dove. Of course, a dove has wings. But now to be given to exercise those wings, a desire to get out of bondage and to be at the altars of the Lord. And then we have heard that the marks of those doves, that they shall continue to cry unto the Lord. And now the dove in Egypt with Moses and Aaron, a promise of deliverance, already had that promise through their forefathers, but now a personal promise, then we can understand that there have been doves in Egypt that have already sung the praises of the Lord for his wonderful works to the children of men. But what does the Spirit now teach us through dove? The nominal Christendom, they can deliver themselves. The way of understanding, even have some rejoicing, think of the temporal believer. But the true dove of Christ learns that it is free and sovereign grace. The dove hope to go from strength to strength. And in the beginning, when the Spirit works so lovingly in the heart, and when it is so tender, when it is so real, then how busy they can be with making bricks to bring the full number to the Lord. And in the beginning, they may have a hope that they shall succeed. But what has now happened with the dove in Egypt? Then Pharaoh, when Moses and Aaron have appeared before Pharaoh with a request to let the children of Israel go to sacrifice, then the king said they are idle. Thus then the king commanded the taskmasters that they would receive no straw, that they had to find their own straw to make bricks. And then the dove has experienced that it was impossible to fill their quota. Oh, that is what the Spirit teaches his dove. When the Lord withdraws himself somewhat with his love, and with his influence, and they experience more what still lives within, than how distressed they become. No straw giving, and the law still demands, the justice demands, the full number of bricks, and what is that? Perfect obedience to the law, thoughts, words, and deeds. And then how those people of Israel were beaten by the taskmasters, because they could not come with a full number. But the Lord shall deliver his dove. Oh, they have seen many wonders, the plagues. But how would that dove now be delivered? The dove that is lying among the pots, how could that dove now fly out of Egypt through the wilderness to the promised land? Then there were two matters. And it is now the Spirit's work to teach us true doves, those true matters, those two matters. that the dove could never deliver themselves. Oh, in that bondage, their wings were so covered with soot, so dirty, it's true. Flutter a little bit here and there, that is not strange to those doves. But now to be given to soar aloft out of the land of bondage. And then there were two matters. By blood and by water. First, we read specifically in Exodus 12, verse 13, that the Lord has said to his dove, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Where did the blood come from, boys and girls? From the Passover lamb. And that's what the dove now learns, that he needed an other to satisfy justice, that they may be delivered. Thus, in the first place, blood. And in the second place, water. When they passed through the Red Sea, sprinkled with the water, thus the first, that blood, that points to justification, and the second, that water, that points to sanctification. And so the dove was delivered out of the house of bondage, as it were, that the dove was given the use of their wings and that they could fly. They were sent away. They were delivered from those pots. And that is what is necessary for us. Because all young and old, if we refuse to repent and to turn and to believe, then we can have many blessings among our pots, whether it's in the world or in the way of religion. Must leave it all behind. And then to be sent to eternal damnation, the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone, weeping and gnashing of teeth. And then there shall be no answers, no way declared to be delivered but today. Oh, we have mentioned those little birds in the nest. May you be given, even with your mouth, to do the same. And place yourself faithfully where the Lord has especially promised to work, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Our forethought, the adornment of the dove. And then we read, though ye have lion among the pots, yet shall ye be, and that word yet, it is true, in italics, means it has been added for clarification, but that is a yet, and that what the dove learns, because the dove learns it, that they sin everything away, everything polluted with sin. That is a yet of free and sovereign grace. Yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. We read of the children of Israel that they have left Egypt with gifts of jewels of gold and silver, and also with raiment. And now this dove, when she is given to flee away, washed by the blood and sprinkled by the water, and when the sun may shine, there are different kind of doves, but it is evident that our dove, that her feathers, that there was white, that there was yellow, and that in the sunshine, that she was such a beautiful dove. And now we read of our dove, yet shall be as the wings of a dove, covered with silver, that is a whitish metal. And then we can speak of two things, that refers to the Passover, and that refers to the Red Sea, that she has become, do we not read in Isaiah 1 verse 18, for that dove, that she becomes white as snow, that all her sins are washed away, and that through the precious blood of the Lamb, it all pointed to the Lord Jesus Christ, who would come in the fullness of time. And then in the second place, that water that speaks of sanctification, that speaks of her holiness, that speaks of her godliness. And then the gold, that is a royal color, that is the beauty of the dove, also refers to her walk. And when we think of gold in the context, the ark brought up, that the gold was all, the ark was all covered with gold. But then in the scripture we read of other matters that are compared to gold. And then in the first place in 1 Peter 1 verse 7, the trial of the faith of the dove which is as gold, though tried with fire. Thus that gold that refers to the graces, the exercise of her wings, that she was given to soar aloft in the heights, and that she may be delivered out of Egypt. Then also in Psalm 19 verse 10, then the word of God is compared to gold. Then that dove has a walk according to the word. Then in Psalm 119 verse 127, then the commandments are compared to gold. That is the desire of the dove. And then in Revelations 1 verse 12, when John was given to see in a vision Christ in the midst of the church, then the dove is compared to gold, where the church is compared to seven golden sticks. Thus the delivered dove, given to soar by the wings of faith, delivered, and then of course, find it in this solemn. Then the dove was given to praise the Lord. But then, boys and girls, we have mentioned those two little doves. Then surely what those little birds, then it can be that they think of the time that they were in the nest. Such a special time. So God's people can think back of that time, but they must grow. Peter has admonished in 2 Peter 3 verse 18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And now the church needs to live by faith and not so much by sight. And then, of course, the flying dove. Many enemies remain. Then they need to watch and pray. That dependent life. And maybe, boys and girls, maybe you have the question. How now it went with those two little doves? That I do not know. There was a hawk, which I have seen, heard. How those two little doves must have shivered and trembled. Because doves have many enemies. And sometimes doves, they fall prey to a hawk, an eagle, another animal, and they are devoured. But now concerning the dove of the Lord Jesus Christ, oh, it is true. There can be times. The way of experience that the dove is in the claws of the devil, grasped, afraid that it shall all come to naught. Read Pilgrim's Progress. When he has spoken of Apollyon with all those arrows, that it seemed that the end was near. Think of giant despair. But now concerning the true dove of Jesus Christ. Oh, it can go through the depth. Think of Peter. Satan has desired to sift them as the wheat. But I have prayed for thee. Oh, then the King of the Church. Only so far. Because Christ has promised concerning his true dove. In John 10 verse 28. I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them. Thus the salvation of the church lieth so sure. Oh, for that dove in the work of a triune God. And, oh, there are times, not so often, but there can be moments that the dove soars so high to receive a little glimpse of Emmanuel's land. And this dove, because our text is in the context, there's a messianic psalm concerning the Lord Jesus Christ. There's only through him of whom we read in verse 18, thou hast descended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. Ah, that those doves are given to experience, that the Lord knows of them. People of God, how is it now with our text? Oh, we need to be born again. There needs to be a beginning. We need to become that mourning dove, but a dove that learns that we can never deliver ourselves. Oh, a dove that experiences when the straw is withholden, still a demanding justice. A dove that shall learn that they are saved by free and sovereign grace. Ah, the Passover through the Red Sea. And then that dove shall be given to end, like we read in this psalm, verse 19 and 20. Oh, a little beginning. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong the issues from death Amen. Let us close. Lord, it was but a simple type out of thy holy word. May it be for instruction, may it be applied. And, Lord, for all those that are still a ravenous bird, seeking the things of self, of the world, and not the things of Jesus Christ, may they be born today again. Then it shall become so different. And then they shall go in secret places, and they shall be given to mourn. Lord, wilt thou remember mourning doves? Oh, what a fears there can be when they are uncovered deeper and deeper, that they find that ravenous bird within, and how they are given to cry unto thee. They need to be delivered. Then they find their life in that solemn, oh, that I had wings. Then I would fly away and be at rest. Lord, grant the further leadings, but grant also that praise. With those wings covered with silver and with yellow gold, that our fellow man, that our boys and girls may truly become jealous. Lord, do it for thy honor and for thy glory. Wilt thou now watch over this Sabbath day? Help fathers and mothers to speak to their children concerning thy word, to be given to sing, to be given to pray. Return us in this evening hour. Pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, Psalter 297, the three stanzas. Oh, praise the Lord, for he is good. His mercy still endure. Thus let his ransom testify from all their foes secure. And what follows, 297, the three stanzas.
Thank you.
receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.